My name is François Bembatou. I'm a Cameroonian citizen from Central African sub-region, and I work with ICTR as chief interpreter. I coordinate interpretation services, and I work mainly in court. You know, we do the simultaneous translation or interpretation in court.
Can you walk me through your timeline? When you started at the ICTR, if you've had different roles, what those are? So beginning with when you first came here.
I've always worked with ICTR as an interpreter. At first I was assigned to Kigali for about 9 months. Then the court hearings had not started. It was the investigation stage. And therefore, the majority of the people who were working with the judges, etc., were based in Kigali. I mean, the investigators, the legal officers, etc., including the interpreters. And then when the first initial appearances were scheduled, I was transferred here with a couple of colleagues. And since then, I've been here in Arusha. So to answer your question, my role from the inception to today hasn't changed. It's communication, helping the parties to communicate in court, not say.
And can you say the year, the time frame of the years?
I came on board on the 16th of May 1996, but I was transferred from Kigali to Arusha on the 1st of March 1997. That's the time the first hearing started.
Can you tell me and describe to me where you were in the spring of 1994?
Before 1994?
In the spring of 1994.
In 1994, I was based in Senegal, but I was working as a consultant with the United Nations, and more specifically with the Economic Commission for Africa, based in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. I was doing a lot of traveling across the African continent. And what I can remember very clearly is that on my way back home from an assignment, I believe in somewhere in East Africa, my flight went through Kigali. We had a stopover at Kigali Airport, Kanombe, and I had noticed that there were many, many soldiers all over, I believe Belgian soldiers. And a week later, the genocide started.
So can you tell me about when you first started hearing about the events?
I started hearing about the events. Let's say I knew that Rwanda, to a certain extent, had been in a kind of permanent conflict, inter-ethnic conflict, with several repetitions over the years, etc. So I knew that Rwanda was involved in a war and was fighting people who were coming from outside, from Uganda. I was far from imagining that the situation was that bad and would lead to the massacres of the magnitude that we know today. To me, it was a kind of a routine thing. So it did not really, it was not something new. But when I went through Kanombe Airport that day, I guess it was end of March, probably, end of March 1994, and I saw the number of soldiers that were at the airport. It's then that I started suspecting that maybe the situation was a bit more serious than I thought. And a week later, it was all over the media.